And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Silicon Valley is finally admitting what should have been obvious from day one, and that's that letting kids chat with AI bots designed to mimic romantic relationships is a very, very, very bad idea. Character.ai has announced that it's banning users under 18 from its chatbots after multiple lawsuits, including one from the family of a 14-year-old from Orlando. The boy became so attached to a chatbot that he believed ending his life would transport him to her world. Three other families have since filed similar lawsuits. Senator Josh Hawley continues to press the FDA on its reckless approval of abortion drugs while the agency plays hide-and-seek with basic safety information. The Missouri Republican pointed out that an Ethics and Public Policy Center study using hundreds of thousands of insurance claims, a larger data set than the FDA has ever examined, showed serious dangers with mifepristone. Yet, the FDA commissioner hasn't responded to Hawley's letter from a month ago asking why the agency expedited approval of a generic version while a safety review supposedly remains underway. Meanwhile, new polling from Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, shows 70% of voters want common sense safeguards reinstated, including in-person doctor's visits and screening for coercion. Texas judges just won the freedom to keep their consciences intact. The state Supreme Court updated its judicial code of conduct to clarify that judges can decline to perform same-sex weddings based on sincerely held religious beliefs. The change vindicates a justice of peace who faced sanctions in 2019 for recusing herself from such ceremonies. Campus religious liberty battles continue exposing just how hollow institutional Christian identities have become. At Abilene Christian University, administrators threaten conduct violations against pro-life students for displaying a sign reading "Abortion is murder." They displayed the sign at their resource table, but it was called hate speech. After a legal threat, the university backpedaled and apologized, but students are now pushing back against proposed tabling policies that would ban confrontation or public debate. Meanwhile, at Catholic University of America, student senators proposed banning any club supporting Israel, then voted down adopting the international definition of anti-Semitism after senators denied Jewish persecution throughout history. Some better news from Colorado. A high schooler won her fight to paint religious imagery on her parking spot after First Liberty Institute stepped in. The school district initially rejected her design featuring the parable of the lost sheep and 1 Corinthians 13:14, but reversed course when lawyers pointed out the obvious First Amendment violation. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.